You know, if you boil life down to its most basic points.
What do you get?
There are two ways you will always feel. You will be excited and you will feel regret.
Oh.
I really want this. Why did I do that?
Yes.
And that mentality has someone in this room frustrated.
Yeah.
And the fact that this bothers you so much, Tommy, is strange because you may be the only person on planet Earth that doesn't do this because you need to treat yourself every once in a while, Kimmy.
Treat yourself. Do whatever you want. Enjoy life. Life is short.
But it doesn't mean you can't feel bad about it when it's done.
A little guilty.
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. He comes in the other day and he's like, oh, my God.
That was it. Then I went home.
That's pretty much every day.
4 hours of that all day.
Every woman I've ever been with, including my current wife, anytime they eat something they enjoy, they immediately regret it, and they regret it for the rest of the day, sometimes for the week. And it's every woman I've ever been with.
Okay.
And it's almost like they know it, and then I'm going to hear about it for the rest of the day.
When you say they
know. They torture themselves.
Okay. Right.
Like, you didn't even enjoy what you ate because now it's like you're paying for this imaginary food mortal sin that's on your soul.
I can't listen to this come out of your mouth, of all people.
What's wrong with my mouth?
Tiny bitch-ass mouth.
look at your little vegetables in your baggie you got sitting next to you.
Last night.
Nobody heard it because she talked about it.
I'm sorry.
Can't do it again. It's not as funny. Hits once or doesn't hit at all.
But like, we've all seen the way you eat and the way you torture yourself when Dan Mason from the Red Wings brings in food. You will pick through it with your dainty little fingers because you don't want the carbs that day.
Remember that one time he brought in a chicken sandwich? Tommy went in the bathroom, took his shirt off, squeezed his breast. You don't want this! You don't want this! Go away! Go away!
I mean, I'm guessing it's 10 times more frustrating to watch your wife see the way you eat than vice versa.
It's a sledgehammer to your point, buddy.
No, but like when I was a fat guy, I just ate. I never had food regret.
That was a long, long time ago.
It was many pounds ago. But like when I was a kid, and I'm talking like even when I dated girls 50 years ago,
they
always regretted anything they ate. It was, I can't believe I ate that.
Okay.
Like it's like, I get when you're older, you want to lose some pounds, but you're a kid, you burn it off.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. First of all, Kimmy, you do this, right?
What?
Do you have the immediate food guilt?
Well, we haven't seen that yet, bro.
The guilt comes when the stomach ache comes or like when I feel just so full that like my pants are cutting off circulation to my body. Like there has to be some sort of physical pain involved for me to get to that point.
But there's never a regret where that wasn't good for me. I shouldn't have had that.
Yeah, but I don't regret it enough to not eat, do it again.
And that's the problem, right? And that's what we're talking about. You do it over and over again and you have the regret after. I don't understand, Tommy,
what's up?
Why this bothers you so much, right? And I get that you love the women that you're with, right? So maybe it's you just being a good guy. But it's also strange that you don't understand why it's happening, because I was under the assumption, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, that everyone felt this way about the guilty pleasures of their life.
Well, when you were fat and you were chain smoking and you were eating, you were shoving everything in your face. I don't remember you ever going, I watched you eat a whole platter of pork nachos, and I didn't see you regret it. Like, I always thought it was more of a lady thing than a dude thing, because I didn't see you
going.
Maybe
women are just more vocal about it, but I'm guessing, like, everybody, to some extent, when they surprise themselves with how much they ate,
it's got to
feel a little bit like you were. I didn't even know I was capable of this.
But you were a member of Play Club. Like, you guys relished in finding.
In relish.
Like finding the unique plates and how many you ate. It was like a you guys were almost competitive eaters.
Okay, but it doesn't mean there wasn't shame. And I think Kimmy's right. Like,
what's that?
You're right. I wasn't.
So it's inner shame where women vocalize.
I wasn't going to look at you after I ate a full plate of pulled pork nachos. Like, I can't believe I had all that. But
I'm
not going to lie.
You're going to say.
Yes. Like,
you were also taking a pork nap at the time.
Pork nap. There was going to be a time on my drive home where I'm like, I just ate enough for a family of seven, right? Like, that don't feel good, but in the moment, you don't want to stop doing it because it's so delicious. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Can you enjoy bad stuff for you without hating yourself afterwards? Because that's like the most basic human emotion is hatred for enjoying yourself.
Guilt.
Maybe it's Catholic. Maybe it's
I think it's food guilt.
It is, but I think it applies to alcohol. I think it also applies to toxic people you spend time with, like, you know, they're good looking, they're a good time. why the hell did I do
yes.
that?
But it's like you never get to enjoy yourself, though.
But there's...
You know what I mean?
But it happens for a few reasons. And mm-hmm. I think it's all natural. You know the psychologist I am. Tommy, there's a frustration in... You're giving into something you know you should avoid.
Right.
Right? Okay. So that's baseline. And that's a pressure people all know all too well right now. I mean, hell, we're 28 days off of people making New Year's resolutions.
Oh, yeah.
2 weeks ago, 80% of people that made them quit.
Done.
Right?
Mm.
So now that I have fallen or stumbled on this thing that I didn't want to do or ate something I know I shouldn't have had, I can be angry with myself. There is, like Kimmy said, the physical toll this takes when you're done with it. Like, you ate that full plate of nachos, Kimmy, and now your pants don't fit. On Sunday, I go get so messed up at that Chiefs game drinking that yesterday I literally wanted to
die. You pay the price.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a physical penalty for doing the thing you know you should not have done. Why is it hard to understand that?
I guess because it looks so torturous. Like you never get – you're never happy with – you didn't get to really enjoy it. You know what I mean?
Well, but, you enjoy it in the moment.
Yeah.
Like, but I think you kind of forget moment. Until the next time it happens.
Yeah.
But again, yeah, of course. You never really get to enjoy anything, man. Like, I mean, that's kind of life.
Okay.
You love your kids. They grow up. They move out. Right? You have a great job. One day, you're either going to get fired or you're going to retire.
Yeah.
This food is delicious. Well, look what it's doing to me. I mean, like... What can you actually enjoy in life that at the end you're not going to be like, oh, man, I don't have that anymore, and I shouldn't
have done it? I guess nothing, really, right? That's a mentality. But there are people that probably don't do this. Like, there's probably people that don't guilt themselves.
You're the only person I know that doesn't do this.
Oh.
And I guess the only way to avoid these feelings that we're talking about, again, 252 WCMF, Tommy is talking about every woman he's ever been with. But go out, they'll have a delicious meal or something.
Yeah, they eat a snack or whatever,
And then?
Oh, what did I eat? Why did I do that? I'm going to get so fat. Blah, 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 blah.
You can either be a person who does not care at all, eats drinks, does whatever they want.
And I think those people live happier lives and probably live maybe not longer lives.
I was going to say, you want to try that one?
Okay, maybe not longer lives, but a more satisfying life.
Okay. And look, but that's really hard to do to be able to turn off that switch in your brain. Mm-hmm. Or you can be a person that has such amazing self-control that they never give in to temptation.
But that's impossible.
Like they've just never experienced that?
But that's impossible. You're going to... We're human.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, it's impossible? It's impossible?
Right.
Oh, we're human, except for maybe one man who manages to totally avoid all of the...
but I drink and stuff, and, it was bad for you.
That addiction, I guess, is so powerful that I know people that they'll have certain conditions where they're not supposed to eat a certain thing or certain types of food.
Like a diet.
And every now and then, like, they will put themselves through that torture to enjoy that meal. And I mean, if that doesn't stop you from doing it, I don't know what.
What's
will.
The people that can't do the dairy?
Lactose intolerant.
There are people that'll do that, right?
Yes.
And what do they get? Like really bad squirts?
Like stomach aches, things like that.
But don't they give you like the trots?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it depends. Like, it all depends on how it affects you.
You get
you're
the
right.
cold squirts with the ice cream.
One of the worst Kiss songs of all time. No, but, like, when it comes to, like, lactose intolerant, big one, people with, like, celiac disease or sensitive to gluten, like, every once in a while, it's like, F it, I'm going with bread. Mm. And they physically pay for it. But, you ask, why would you do it if you're going to feel guilty? These people know they are going to feel pain.
Yes, physical pain.
And it's so good
that
they're doing it anyway. And it's not even like, something that's going to change their life for the positive. Like, I'm going to run.
Treating themselves.
Exactly. Yeah. You're not running through a hall of knives to save your child. You're going to be in pain because you like ice cream. It is cruel, right?
It's extremely cruel, man.
And like, here's the thing, man. There is really no winning in these situations. And it goes even further than self-control.
What's that?
Let's say you're trying to avoid really bad food or alcohol.
Yeah.
All right? You go out on a date.
Mm.
You go out with some friends. There's a choice you have to make.
Yep.
If everyone else is drinking or eating or doing both, and you're not, it does take away some of the fun for you.
Right, and they kind of point it out.
Yep. Yeah, oh, yeah, what guy does that?
An ass does that.
Quote this morning, I don't trust people who don't drink coffee or drink alcohol. Because, like, folks, even the most polite people, they're going to offer you stuff. Some people will feel bad you're not enjoying themselves like you are.
They push.
There's the dick of, like, Tommy who pushes. You don't want to be the person that sucks the fun out of the room at that point. But then again, if you give in, for the sake of the rest of the group and enjoy yourself when you don't want to, you are going to hate yourself.
And you're
going to
pay a price.
Exactly. But if you don't go out and hang, which would be the way to avoid everything, you become some isolated weirdo.
Right.
So where's the win?
There is no happy like middle ground here.
Yeah.
Because you're always going to feel the guilt.
There are almost no social situations where you are spending time with other people and you are not presented with a scenario you will regret, unless you're like in a sewing club or you join some gym with classes that Kimmy and I have decided eventually become a cult.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna feel bad.
Yeah.
Except for you. And I think this is once again proof
right.
that you have no soul.
I have a
no.
Well, I don't believe in soul.
You don't have feelings. You don't have emotions.
I have feelings.
There is nothing inside you of substance.
Dark black stuff or something. Dark blood.
Have you ever felt that guilt about a purchase?
Oh. No, because he keeps doing it again.
I guess you're right.
Mushroom but jerky, Japanese socks.
There wasn't ever something where you're like,
Japanese
that was,
jerky?
That was too expensive.
No,
I should not have bought that.
I'm sure. I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, it's always everybody has buyer's remorse.
I'm just trying to think of something that you love, but you shouldn't be doing.
No, but see, he doesn't even have that because he has the ability. You're on record as saying you never return anything.
Yeah.
No,
he will.
Yeah, you're
throw
right.
it away.
Yeah,
or so, just let it sit.
Exactly. So he doesn't even have that. Like, you are one of the most fascinating human beings I've ever met. To right. not have
it doesn't bug you.
You don't have human feelings.
Yes, I do. I laugh.
You're like it's like E.T. in both emotional and physical form came down to Earth and we work with him on a daily basis.
Like, he doesn't have those emotions, but he kind of gets upset when other people have those emotions. Maybe not upset, but you don't understand why other people have those emotions.
Oh, no, you hit it the first time. He gets upset. Yeah. Why do you have regret? Why do you not want to do this? Why don't you have alcohol? He gets upset. Live like me.
Have a drink.
If everyone lived like you, the world would explode in a week.
We'd be out of vegetables.
Yeah, we would.
She's
right.
Yeah.
When we talk about like the regret, like I ate that shit, I want it, I shouldn't have eaten it, I want this drink, I shouldn't have drank it. What age does that regret kick in?
Well, probably as you age, when you have to start worrying about your health more.
Okay, you think that's what it is?
Well, because you're more conscious, you know, when you're young, you burn everything off. You don't worry about it so much. You think you're going to live forever.
I love how you keep saying burn it off, bro. I was a 300-pound 18-year-old.
Well, you ate beyond burn off.
Beyond the burn.
Sorry.
Next workout cult.
No, but as you get older, you start worried about your body because you're gonna die. So you start cutting back. That's like,
okay.
You know what I mean. You gotta watch the salt, the cholesterol, the grease.
You're starting to think of not so much how is this gonna affect my weight, but how is this going to kill me?
Right. I want to live long, so I gotta do without.
Well, but I think it goes one of two ways, right? Because you're right. Everything you said there with getting older, the health aspect, that would make you change your ways and have regret. But there's the appearance aspect that bothers people too, right? If you are, sure, you can eat at 18, 19, 20, whatever, and burn it off. But those people are concerned about how they look, how they present themselves to other people.
Yeah.
So is it the health aspect that makes people feel the most regret? Or is it the appearance aspect that bothers people?
Well, those are two different periods of your life, probably.
I don't know, though. I think there is a part where they overlap. Like, you know, like
28. 30s and 40s.
Yeah, I would say 30s. Like 28 to
40s.
40.
Yeah.
Right? Where
when you notice that stuff really starting to affect you more.
My body hurts and I look like I'm getting older.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, man, you've looked in the mirror at certain points of your life and been like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, this morning.
What happened to my face?
But I don't even care about my face anymore.
I could tell.
No, I don't. If I don't die of some horrible disease, I'll take ugly ass mug.
Which is interesting because your face looks like you have a horrible disease. You got that disease where it caught on fire and somebody put it out with a cleat.
I would, but you must care a little bit about your face because we know guys that don't care about their face.
Well, I mean, I don't want to look
and you,
gross.
But you still like, you shave, you never have stubble, you pluck. You dye your hair.
But I don't want to have like nose hair and ear hair. That's
right. So
ugly.
I would say you don't let yourself go completely. We see guys that let themselves go completely, and you are not that.
I want to look presentable. I don't want to look like I didn't make an effort.
Well, okay, no. What she's describing is the definition of caring about your face, and you're agreeing with
No, her. I'm not going to get like, you know, surgery and crap. And,
well,
you know what I mean? I'm not going to get like Botox.
You're not gonna change your face.
Bro, Botox, whatever they call it.
Botox.
Oh.
No, but that makes sense that you wouldn't want to get cosmetic surgery or Botox because you have so much face, there's not enough money in your bank account to cover it. You are sold out of face. Kimmy doesn't have a face. He has a face. This is obviously dangerous.
What happened?
And the people in the car with this person makes the story even more unsettling. Mm. But someone in this room has a theory.
Oh.
This is less about being intentionally reckless for no reason and more about making sure this person gets where they have to be on time. And if we're going to be honest here,
mm-hmm.
it may be something every parent has done in the past.
Pulled some moves, maybe.
You
not so safe.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. Hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A man in Syracuse is in some trouble.
What did he do?
After an incident in Victor over the weekend. Police say they arrested the 42-year-old man after they clocked him doing 101 miles per hour.
Bam!
In a 65. And if you're bad at math, that's 36 over. Not great. Mm. That would be like doing, what, 60 in a school zone.
Yeah.
Probably not that, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. He hauling ass.
And it gets better. Police say the man was in a rental car. But he was not authorized to drive the rental car because he did not have a driver's license.
And he's doing 100-something.
101 in a 65. Mm. Now, the person who was authorized to drive the car was in the passenger seat.
Oh.
But what makes this story super scary, his 14-year-old daughter was in the back seat of the
Jesus.
Car. He was charged with aggravated unlicensed operation of a vehicle and endangering the welfare of a child. He has a court date coming up. And you may hear this story and think, this is a man being stupid and reckless for no reason.
Mm.
And that might very well be the case if the allegations are true. But based on one of the passengers in the car, someone in this room has a different explanation.
What happened?
Well, I was just thinking, you're right. Could just be this is the way this person drives and has driven in the past.
Also, yeah. Maybe the reason they don't have a driver's license. Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking, like, based on the age of this person and the fact that they had their teenager in the car, because I'm thinking, like, in your 40s, I think it said they were in their 40s.
42.
You're probably not doing it to be cool anymore.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So this could be an obligation that you may have had to get to for your kid. Like, you had to get to a kid's activity.
The kid was late for something.
Late for something, or you had somewhere you had to be for, like, somebody else.
Okay.
And you just decided, look, we're going to punch it and try to make this work here. All safety is now out the window.
That kind of checks out because they're from Syracuse.
Yep.
So far away.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a weekend where you would be doing kids' stuff.
Bingo. Yeah. Kid is right at Travel Sports
yeah.
age,
too. Yeah.
Like, that is not a terrible theory.
So basically, you're doing it just because you're just
gotta get them on, you got to get them on time. Mm. Get them where they are, whether it's hockey or soccer or basketball or whatever. We are late. We got to get our ass there. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is every parent guilty of the late kid speed racer? And hopefully it's not 101 and a 65.
Or cutting corners where you're not, so you're
just
not
tailgating.
To.
Yeah.
Is there a parent alive that can say with all honesty that they've never hit the gas a little harder, or like Kimmy said, pulled a move because they were late out the door, or they were just coming from work, or they had
pulled
something
some
else.
Illegal U-turn because they missed the turn.
Exactly, yeah. Because your kid was going to be late, and if your kid is late, you are in trouble. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, is speeding for your kid good parenting or bad parenting?
I mean, you're trying to do the right thing, so I'm going to put it in the good category.
But you're doing the wrong thing.
But for the right reason.
Well, I mean, look, a guy with your history, what did you have, 17 speeding tickets over on the Freddie Sue Bridge over there?
If you add them all up, I was doing almost 100.
So you're saying this makes you a good parent?
I think so. I mean, because everybody gets anxious, you drive a little aggressively, you're just trying to get there.
Yeah, no, nothing makes people less anxious than aggressive driving. You're right, good point. I mean, look, I have sympathy here, and I can't sit here and say I haven't done this, right? Because, like, if you're... Whatever they're late for, there will be consequences for both you and the kid, right? Stuff at school if they don't make it to the bell on time. You don't want to look like the unreliable mom or dad for sports or activities. That can also affect how their coaches or whatever look at them. But, I mean, if we're being honest, the reason you are going to rush your kid to wherever they're going, speed, cut corners, is the fear of judgment from other parents who got their kids there on
time. Yeah, the shame of it.
Yeah. Wait, you're better than me? Everybody else got here on time. Man, you're on your own schedule. Man, our sacrifice ain't good enough for you. Man!
You don't want your kid to not play because they're late, too. I mean, your kid's going to be the one, I guess, that sees the most consequences for something like that.
There is no... You don't feel like smaller of a dad.
Yeah.
Than, because this happened like once when my oldest was young. Late to a game. And you got to go to the coach yourself and be like, hello, other fellow grown man.
Yeah.
Something I was doing is the reason why my child, who loves this thing so much, was not here on time to fulfill her obligations. So other grown man who's not my boss, not even being paid, you're a volunteer coach.
Yeah.
This is me telling you that I screwed up and I would like your grace. Please, thank you.
Yeah, just let me off the hook here.
You feel like an idiot. And of course, they're always cool with it, unless they're not. I haven't had that experience. But like, it's still like, hey, I'm throwing myself on the mercy of this volunteer hockey coach. I mean, if it is a kid that's late in this situation here, there is one surprising part of the story. Again, with this 42-year-old man from Syracuse arrested for doing 101, according to police, in a 65 in Victor on Saturday. Also, he didn't have a driver's license. Also, he was driving a rental car that he wasn't authorized to drive.
It's wintertime. The roads aren't that great to be doing 100. It ain't the middle of summer.
Yeah, good point. The most surprising part about the story is he may have done it with mom in the car.
Oh.
Because it says, story said there was a passenger.
Mm-hmm.
Most dads, you would think, wouldn't risk lead foot late kid with their partner in the car.
Yeah.
Unless, like, the partner wasn't driving fast enough, so let me take over.
Oh, no,
I'm
that
get
creates,
there on
that
time.
Creates even more conflict. I think I've never done this with my wife in the car because I think she would freak out at me for driving too aggressively. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't want to get yelled at and potentially risk what's going on. Mm-hmm. And that's what's funny about your husband or wife driving you somewhere, right? The speed you drive, you're a pro.
Yeah.
I can handle that. No
you're
problem.
Comfortable with
yes.
it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The speed they drive, way too fast. What are you doing?
I'm working the imaginary brake.
And I do it every time my wife is driving.
I think everybody does.
And my wife doesn't even drive that fast, but I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
Oh, you're saying she drives too fast for you?
No, I'm saying she doesn't drive that fast. Oh. Like, I can drive fast and I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
She drives fast. Whoa.
Yeah, as soon as I get in my wife's car, I'm uncomfortable if she's driving. The whole thing. I don't like the way her car is arranged.
I don't like the arrangement in here.
I don't like the arrangement in there to begin with.
Okay.
My wife does drive fast.
Okay.
And there's just too much going on in her car. There's too much distraction.
What are you talking about?
She's got too much going on in there.
What is too much? She got like decorations?
Yeah, but you know, she's got all her stuff in there. Like if I get into her car, I literally have to take stuff off to see it. It's not even clutter. It's just like, oh, those are that's the mail. These are for Marshalls. I'm returning this. This has got to go back. There's like baskets. This is like a lot of stuff.
So I just want to be clear.
What?
I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
It's like there's a farmer's market in her car.
You're upset that she has her stuff
all over
in her car.
Yeah, I don't like the way it's arranged.
That bothers you.
Like there's nothing in my car.
Okay.
Weird
complaint.
Pristine.
And then you know, jet ass, and it bothers me. You're the same way.
No, I don't think that I don't get mad for my wife having her things in her car.
Well, we did talk about the coffee earlier.
Okay, that is weird. But no, she puts that in my car, too. No, it's like being upset with your wife for keeping her panties in her panty drawer. What else is supposed to be in there?
It's too much and it's not organized.
Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead, Kimmy.
No, I was going to say, continue. I'll say it a little bit.
It is remarkable to me because, you know, men and women have our gender roles.
Oh, yeah.
But those are societal, right? We just decided this is how it was going to be.
It's learned behavior.
Exactly. How women can sit in the passenger seat with a man driving them and feel totally comfortable. I have never had a woman in my life.
Well, one that she may not have said anything.
Well, no. Because if women are good at one thing, it's not saying when they're bothered by something you're doing.
Yeah.
Nobody can see the face, but I made a face.
You started dating somebody, you picked him up. Probably not saying anything.
I'm just saying, I've never had I've been married 15 years. My wife has never said, slow down, right? I lived with a girl for 2 years. She never was like, slow down. Like, you women have the ability to be completely comfortable with someone else driving you around, where I have never had that in my life. It's my dad, and that's it. And I think it's because he's driven me since I was a kid.
But, like, in my generation, men always drove.
That just be a control thing.
It's just strange. Like, it's completely learned behavior.
Well, you said that your wife drives faster than you, so when she gets...
No, she doesn't drive as fast
my
as
wife
I do.
Yeah.
But it still bothers me.
Gotcha.
Here's the thing, man. I accidentally pulled a move, like, thanks to this over the weekend.
I didn't even
realize it. So, you know, I was in Kansas City.
Mm.
And our boss was driving back from the
game. Yeah, he was giving you a lift up.
Yeah, he was driving me everywhere, right? So, we're on the highway, and all of a sudden, brakes right in front of us. And he slams them on. Everything was cool, right? But I instinctively looked into the back mirror to see if anyone was going to hit us from behind.
Oh.
Right? And he saw me do it. And he goes, yeah, I always do the same thing. And I was like, it makes me look like
too
you
obvious.
Think.
But I mean, that's just a natural reaction when you're that scared.
Yeah, but you'd be pissed if somebody did it to you while you were behind the wheel, right?
100%.
If they were checking around.
And, like, I got very conscious of it after because, like, I like to drive. I got big shoulders.
They turn
right?
around while you're changing lanes to make sure nobody else is coming.
My brother does that to me when I drive it. It drives me nuts, and I always point it out. I go, you know, I've been driving a long time changing lanes, you know. I got it.
Yeah, but I always look, too. It's just
yeah, but I'm saying it wouldn't bother you, though, if you were driving and like your wife was doing that noticeably.
Yeah, probably. But what can you do? I mean, it's just human.
But like he called me out on it. And I know he's too nice a guy to be like, what's wrong with you? But the fact that he brought it up let me know like he noticed it and he probably didn't like that. I got so in my head that I usually just drive holding that like bar on the
strap.
Yeah, just because it's how I always sit.
Were you on a subway?
Well, you gotta hold on to your life.
I do it in every car.
Really?
Like, I'll be driving in my car and hold on to it sometimes. I got big shoulders. I don't know. I was so conscious of it that I let go of the strap because I didn't want him to think I was holding on to it because I was scared of him driving.
Yeah, that would bother me if you're holding on to a strap.
I do it in every car that I'm in. Really? You guys don't do that?
No.
I can't think of a time where I have. Somebody did call with a theory about this particular story.
Okay, again, just to recap, a man from Syracuse arrested in Victor after police say he was doing 101 and a 65, did not have a driver's license, according to police, was driving a rental car. He was not authorized to drive, according to police. The authorized driver was in the passenger seat, also 14-year-old daughter in the back car.
They were wondering, because it was a rental car, is it possible this person was like, it was a cool car and they wanted to see how fast it went?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
See how fast this baby goes.
Well, do they rent cool cars?
Yeah, you can rent any car. They got nice.
No, you can't rent any car. I'm not going to get like a, you know, a...
No, but you can rent like a faster car. You can rent, I mean... There's higher end. I mean, there's levels of rental.
You can rent a fast car, slow car, big car, small car, red car. No, I mean, like, when I think fast car, like, I've never seen a place that's going to, like, rent me a sports car that's not specialty rental car. You know what I'm saying?
No, but doesn't, like, all the rental car places have higher-end, like, sports cars?
Do they?
I think so.
They'll charge you. Okay. Maybe not in Rochester because it's a smaller market.
Probably not as common.
But Syracuse, though, that bustling metropolis.
Wide-ass Syracuse is wide open.
No, I mean, like... You know, if the guy's got, if he rents a Lamborghini from
it would be interesting
budget rent a car, I get it.
You're
what
in Miami.
Kind of car it was, because they don't say.
I would be worried driving 101 just for the sake of my car.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I don't think I'm positive. I've never got it up that fast. And every other car that I've driven in the past would have shaken to pieces had we hit 101.
Yes.
Would have gone back in time.
I don't think all your cars together back in the day could hit 100.
Wait, I had that truck that went from 0 to 60 in like 7 minutes.
It went from 0 to garbage.
Cereal to garbage, Kimmy. It went from cereal to garbage.
0 to garbage.
Are you done with this cereal? I'm throwing it in the garbage. Tommy Mulay, professional broadcaster. It does feel like the tide is changing as far as paying attention to recalls.
Oh.
Right? Because there was a while where, okay, I'm fine. I'm going to roll the dice. And then that whole cold cut thing happened.
It got a little scary.
Oh, a little scary. People died.
At the counter with the ticket in their hands still. Seven.
It's weird that they didn't have the cold cuts, yet they died from them.
Seven. That's how dangerous those cold cuts were.
But I promise you, based on the climate that we're in now with the food recalls and this specific food, people are paying attention to this.
This is bad, huh?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. It was announced over the weekend. The FDA has issued a Class 1 recall, which is the most severe recall.
This is number one.
For salmon sold at Costco.
Oh, smoked salmon.
Yes, smoked salmon that Costco sells has been recalled, Class 1 recall, a high level for a risk of potential listeria contamination.
Seems important.
A little bacteria.
Kirkland Signature Smoked Salmon in twin 12-ounce packages dated Best Buy date 11/13/2024. So you probably already ate it.
Yes, it's already,
Because I don't know how many people are holding on to salmon.
Seems like something you...
6 months later.
Beyond the expiration date,
Expired salmon. Hey, okay, I got this expired smoked salmon here.
Oh, God.
All right, you're a guy who loves fish.
I love salmon.
If you had this sitting in your fridge, would you roll the dice?
It's out of date?
Let's say it's in date, but they put out this warning.
No, I ain't messing with fish.
No kidding.
Like, fish is so temperamental to begin with. Like, you had to be, like, you had to eat fish immediately. Like, it doesn't even work day later. You know what I mean?
Well, after it's already prepared.
Like, I wouldn't eat day old fish that, like, was cooked. Let's say... I wouldn't take fish home, like, if I couldn't finish it at a restaurant.
No,
like
I get it. It's prepared.
Yeah. It's fully cooked.
Yeah, but I'm saying this is not prepared. It's in a package.
Well, it's smoked, but it's past the expiration date. I ain't touching it.
All right, so, but if it was not past the expiration date, but they let the warning out there, a listeria warning, you ain't touching it. Because it's so funny. Every other thing, you're like, bah.
Well, there's certain, what?
Something about fish.
What?
Fish you're already a little bit nervous about. You know what I mean? Or it's a food that you think more about than a lot of those other foods,
but
even without
so
the warning, you know? Like, if there's anything kind of slightly off about it, you're like, no, most people aren't taking the chance. Just based on, like, just the idea of it, I think.
But it's funny, because that's every raw food.
True.
What you are describing is every raw food, but for some reason, we only treat fish that way.
Yeah.
Well, because it's so stinky, and it has such a short shelf life.
And if you get some weird texture or something, you're like, nope, not gonna chance it.
Fish has to be perfectly fresh. It can't, like to Kimmy's point, it can't be off just a little bit, man, because then I don't want it.
Okay, you're also a fish snob.
I am. I love fish. I love the taste of it. That fishy taste. The ocean, and you know the pinkness of the meat is so delicious.
I'm not going to give you the satisfaction.
Or she did last night.
God damn it!
Thank you, Mama. Best Mama. Yeah.
Everything you're describing about how dangerous food can be left out and treated wrong, that applies to beef.
I agree.
We don't think about it.
I will treat beef completely different. And like cold cuts, salami, cheese. Like if you told me that there was a cheese, take the same conversation of cheese.
Yeah.
I'm eating that cheese. cheese is like indestructible.
So no, it's not. You can get sick eating bad cheese.
Italians eat cheese that's been sitting around for days outside. It's almost runny.
I know a lot of people too that'll just chalk it up to, it's mold anyways.
Yeah.
No, but
that's
like
how they make the cheese in the first place. But it's
immigrants
bad milk.
Treat cheese way differently. No, like my grandparents.
Immigrants treat cheese way differently. Tommy's running for president.
They treat it like a redheaded stepchild.
No.
They had no concern.
But no, but the cheese you're describing that is authentically made that way, there's a process to doing it safe.
I think it's you can't justify it.
You can't just leave a hunk of cheese out on the counter for 10 days and eat it.
But like my grandparents and stuff, even my parents would do that stuff.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about the FDA. They issued a class one recall for smoked salmon that had been sold at Costco. They're worried about risk of listeria, and class one's the biggest one, and I will quote them. Situation where there is a reasonable probability that use of exposure to or violative product will cause serious adverse health consequences or death. By the way, listeria, do not mess with that.
So
it's bad. So bad, in fact, that the risk of listeria for pregnant women, you're not allowed to eat certain cold cuts.
Oh, really?
Like, while you're pregnant.
No kidding.
My wife, first thing she wanted after she had the baby was a turkey sub.
You can't have turkey?
No, risk of listeria. Yeah.
Well, you can't. That's
uncooked. Well, not uncooked, but you get what I'm saying. Cold cuts, away they come.
Yeah.
Usually there's
smoked or something.
Right? I don't know. Well, it's bad. The risk is high enough where pregnant women can't eat cold cuts.
Right. Because I've eaten, like, have you ever had, like, but you don't eat fish. You wouldn't.
I eat some fish.
But you don't eat raw fish. You don't eat sushi.
No, it's gross.
Have you ever had beef, like raw beef?
Yes, I have that, yeah. But that was only with your mom.
How was it, though?
Stringy.
Would you tell other people about my mom? Would you recommend my mom's beef to other people?
Well, I mean, look, let's put it this way. It's going to cover your whole face.
You know, I get it.
You encourage this. Yeah, you talked him right up to it.
Yeah, I know.
No, I've had like raw beef before.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I love it.
And I'll eat it.
But that's a risk, man.
I just trust it.
I feel like they wash this thing.
Well, I ain't getting it on like from a, like a food truck. No, like, but I trust the people making it.
Beef tartare. It's delicious.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Are you, when you have something and you're, let's say you're looking at it, it's like it's on the expiration date or it's close to the expiration date. Are you the type of person that when you Google it and it says you shouldn't eat it, you're still like, nah, close enough? Or are you somebody that will proceed with caution, like, nah, better safe than sorry? Because I think I'm the type of person that'll push it if it looks okay.
I toss.
Right on the date?
Oh, yeah. I ain't risking it. I'm not going to risk it.
I probably should throw
it
away.
Why risk it?
It's an arbitrary number.
No, they did their research. They know when this thing starts going bad. Ain't no arbitrary.
Arbitrary. You don't know what that means, man.
It's religion or
something. It's a Catholic school word.
Says at the most 3 days. It's been four, so they're just telling me that to be cautious.
I'll go two. I didn't think you'd go a full four.
No, you shouldn't go out a number.
I go two. 2 days after the expo.
Why risk it and get sick over a couple of dollars?
What are the odds?
The odds are you die.
No, I agree with you. Don't do that. But I do it. I'll tell you what's really frustrating.
What?
So, yeah, I mean, does anybody in this room have white bread in their house?
White bread?
White bread, like a loaf of white bread.
No.
Okay, so we're bitches.
Yeah.
I grew up on white bread.
Well, of course you did.
Okay, so switched over to the healthy bread.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, the multigrain?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it goes bad so fast.
Oh, it does?
Like, in a week, it'll be moldy. And it makes me so mad because I want to eat the bread. I want to eat the bread, but I don't know what's going to happen if I eat the mold.
But you don't eat bread every day, right? So you only eat on your cheat day?
No, I have. I make myself peanut butter toast on Saturday mornings.
So you're only using like two pieces of bread?
Yeah. But I get that half
week. Do you make sandwiches? Like, do your kids use it for sandwiches?
Sometimes, yeah. But it's not enough to eat it. I'll also make peanut butter toast on Sunday mornings if we're not going to
that's
breakfast.
What I call spicy. High living there.
Bro, can I tell you, man?
Life in the fat lane.
I get so excited to wake up and eat peanut butter toast on Saturdays. Ooh, it's peanut butter toast day.
How sad are you?
Two slices of peanut butter toast, banana, yogurt.
Wow.
Pretty exciting.
That is wild.